Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The angel bars the way no more. Mankind is no longer banned from paradise. Jesus, who is fully God and fully man, who died and rose from the dead, who is the gate and the way, has ascended to the Father's side, carrying our humanity with him into heaven. Today we celebrate one of the most important and yet least remembered days of the church year. The ascension of our Lord marks the end of Jesus' earthly life, and really the beginning of our eternal one. He was not raised from the dead to wander the earth as some immortal. He was raised from the dead to return to his Father and to intercede for us before the throne until he returns on the clouds to judge the living and the dead. Listen again to his words. These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. He said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ must suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are my witnesses of these things." Jesus fulfilled the purposes for which his Father sent him, and before departing from the visible presence of his disciples, the text says he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. It was not that they understood everything in that very moment. The word in Greek is synthesize. He opened their minds to read the scriptures and synthesize them, to put it together, to synthesize the teaching of the Old Testament, to apply it to their lives and to their future going forward, to see and believe that everything happened just as God intended it to happen. And now that as his chosen witnesses, they were to go forth into all the world, preaching repentance and the forgiveness of sins, just as he had done. Not since Adam and Eve were cast out of the Garden of Eden had human flesh and blood stood before God in paradise in perfection. But with Christ's ascension to the right hand of his Father, that has all changed. He carried your humanity with him to the Father's throne of grace. Only do not believe here the devil's lies that just because Jesus went up out of sight, that he is absent from us, that he is no longer available and present with and for his people. Instead of the real presence of Jesus Christ in his word and sacraments, many churches are teaching his real absence. They claim, contrary to his word, that baptism is a decision that you make for Jesus, not his washing and his indwelling by the Holy Spirit that saves. They claim that finite things like bread and wine cannot hold infinite things like Jesus, who fills all things. They claim that this bread and wine cannot possibly be the real present Jesus. He is above all. He is stuck up there in heaven, far beyond us, almighty. This is not true. This is a lie of the devil. He has not left us alone to fend for ourselves. He has sent us his Holy Spirit. He continues to be present in his word and sacraments. Christ's ascension does not mean that he is absent from his church and his creation, but present with us in a different way. God's dwelling is with man. It has been this way since the very beginning. He always intended that it would be that way. Look at everything that God did in the Old Testament so he could be with his people. The pillar of cloud and fire, the sacrifice is made once a year to atone for their sins, his presence on the mountain in the cloud and great glory, and yet they were not destroyed. Look at the lengths that he has gone to in taking on flesh and blood, being born of the Virgin Mary, attacked by Herod, fleeing into Egypt, becoming our sacrifice, our substitute. And now, because of his ascension to the right hand of the Father, man's dwelling place is with God in his paradise again. Jesus ascended to the Father's throne that he might fill all things, the scripture says. But he did not fill up the table only with old treasures, but with new ones as well. He brings to completion not just the Old Testament, but he puts new wine into the new wineskins. He fills and is the content and the summary of the New Testament, of the apostles' preaching, of what the disciples will go into all the world to preach and teach regarding repentance and the forgiveness of sins, and even the offering up of their own lives as witnesses. He fills baptism, that it would be a washing of regeneration for the forgiveness of sins, a cleansing in the blood of the Lamb who was slain, and it is exactly what he has made it to be. Those who have died with Christ in baptism will be raised with him in glory. He fills the preaching of those he has called and ordained and sent. When they call for repentance and faith, and then offer forgiveness and life to those that the Holy Spirit has gathered together to listen, it is no empty promise that they make. They do not speak an empty word, but his living, breathing, powerful word that he has sent that will not return to him void without fulfilling the purpose for which he sent it. He fills the absolution which you have heard, so that it is not a powerless word of man, but a mighty, holy word that looses, forgives, heals, restores, and gives eternal life. And the absolution does exactly that. It takes away your sins. It opens heaven for you. He fills the bread and wine of his supper. He gives us his own body and blood for Christians to eat and drink and remember his suffering and death until he comes again in glory. His filling of these things is all possible because he died and rose as it was foretold, and because he has now ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. He ascended into heaven, but he is not far away. He is very near to you right now. He is present wherever two or three are gathered together in his name to hear his word. He is present where his word is preached in its truth and purity, the law condemning you in your sins, the gospel offering you forgiveness. He is present where his sacraments are administered according to his command. He is present in these things not to destroy you. He is present in these things in his mercy and love in order to save you. And now, after receiving his gifts, you, like the disciples before you, have become his witnesses, martyrs of his real presence in heaven and on earth. The text ends with the men at the ascension being told that Jesus will return just as he has left. No one can deny that the clouds of judgment are building and that the day is surely close at hand. The clouds will continue to gather just as the spring storm clouds gather in the west. And the one who left this earth in glory on the clouds will come again just as he has said, riding on the clouds with his angel train. The trumpets will sound, the dead will be raised, and every eye will behold him. Every knee shall bow before him. Every tongue will confess his name, Jesus Christ, to the glory of God the Father. While we wait the consummation of the ages, that great and glorious day of the Lord, We do not cower here in fear. We live and rejoice in Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension for our forgiveness, life, and salvation. For as one of our hymns puts it, He has raised our human nature on the clouds to God's right hand. There we sit in heavenly places, there with Him in glory stand. Jesus reigns, adorned by angels, man with God is on the throne. By our mighty Lord's ascension, we by faith behold our own. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards and keeps your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Hi, this is Pastor Ryan Wendt. You've just listened to a sermon preached at Christ the King Lutheran Church in Billings, Montana. I hope that you heard God's law that reveals your sin and His precious gospel, the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ, that your sins are forgiven for His sake. These sermons are posted not as a replacement for gathering together with other believers around Christ's word and sacraments, but for our members who are away at school, at work in foreign countries, or who for some other reason are not able to be with us regularly. If you've been listening and do not have a church home, please consider contacting us through our website, and I will be happy to help you find a faithful congregation and pastor near where you live. Or if you're listening to us locally, why don't we get together for a few minutes and talk more about what we believe? If you'd like to support the work the Lord is doing through His Word in this congregation and in our community, please get in touch with me through our website. The Lord's richest blessings to you this week and always in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.